Donnie Schwartz is with us live via telephone. Donnie Schwartz has a unique product, if you will, that can be very helpful to those of us who are considering where to spend Pesach. PassoverListings.com is where you'll find all the information that he and his staff are responsible for. PassoverListings.com. Donnie Schwartz, welcome to JM and the AM.
Thanks for having me, Nelson. Pleasure.
A pleasure to have you. You know what's interesting? I think, and let's see, I'm in this industry for 40 years. I think for 40 years I've been watching certain people try to put together a comprehensive list. In the old days, it was a list website. In the new days, it's been a website. Trying to put together, you know, all these offerings from around the globe in terms of what to do for Pesach. And I don't remember any of them ever being successful. It seems that yours is either there already or certainly on the way to being a successful venture. Have you been able to cull all the information that we as a consumer need to know for Pesach 2024?
Yeah, listen, it's a daunting task for customers, you know, Pesach program travelers out there. You know, that's the biggest thing we get every year. Which program do I go to? I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. I want to go away with my family. And there's not a source out there that aggregates all the programs, and you can filter by location or by different amenities, gabruchs, non-gabruchs, mixed swimming, separate swimming. And so we make it really easy for the consumer out there to find the program they're looking for. You know, the biggest thing nowadays is, you know, for these people are finding a program, making it easy. We speak to thousands of people every year who are looking to go away, and they're like, look, help me narrow down my choices. I don't know where to go. And they always ask, where are some reviews from real people who have been on the programs, right? That's really what we want. So, you know, we've been going away for years, and that's what we've tried to build and have built, you know, at Passover Listings to really help those consumers make the necessary choices. And it's so expensive out there these days.
How many programs do you think are on the site right now for the upcoming holiday of Pesach?
We're going to have close to 100 programs this year, right? A typical year, you know, you have around, you know, globally, you know, across the entire world, right? South Africa, Asia, you know, Thailand, Europe, Mexico, United States. I mean, you have around 120 or so programs every year. There's going to be roughly 100, maybe a little less than 100 programs this year, obviously, with everything going on. And they're still going to operate. There's going to be, every year there's around 150 to 200,000 Jews, Pesach travelers, that go away, you know, every year. So it's an unbelievable sight that the people go away with their families and be united and can really experience a wonderful event, because they got to take off anyways from work and they have a good time.
Do you include Israel?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a handful of programs in Israel every year. There are still going to be a handful of programs in Israel this year. A lot of people are still interested in going, even with what's going on in Israel. They want to support Israel. And it's a bracha.
Donnie Schwartz is with us, PassoverListings.com. I know we're not even at Hanukkah yet. We're talking about Pesach. All right, a couple of realities. Number one, they're really... The mid-level, I think this is more of a function of COVID than a function of, you know, the economy. You know, post-COVID, basically everything went up, and we know how expensive Pesach has been to begin with. There's basically a very limited choice of mid-level programming at this point, right? In other words, what I'm trying to say is if someone is going away, they have to understand that they need, you know, somewhat of a significant budget in 2024. Would that be accurate?
You know, yes and no. Nothing. Yes and no. I mean, I always split programs into three tranches, three categories. There are programs that are, I'm speaking across the board for two adults in a standard room, right? And there are programs that are $4,000 for two adults to $10,000. That's one tranche. A second tranche is $10,000 to $15,000. And this is, again, for two adults in one standard room. And then there's programs that are $15,000 plus, right? And again, the majority of the programs fall between the second tranche, right? $10,000 to $15,000. So it is expensive. Again, you know, you're going away for 10 days, and you're going with your family. You're not, you know, necessarily be going with one other adult per se, you know, so it will add up, but you know, everything's inclusive, right? The food, the hotel, the amenities, the programming, entertainment, right? You're seeing some amazing program entertainment from unbelievable entertainers out there. But yeah, budget is an issue, you know.
I'm not downplaying that at all. I mean, I'm not even getting into the area whether it's worth, you know, whether you're getting value for your dollar. I think with the majority of these places, especially the ones that have been in existence for a long time, you're getting tremendous value for your investment. I'm simply trying to tell people that if they don't have a situation where it's literally two adults in a room and they're trying to bring an entire family, you're getting into an expense.
Yes.
Is it cheaper for me to go away or to stay home and make my own Pesach? those days are basically over.
Those are gone. Those are definitely gone. Exactly.
It used to be, no joke, it used to be a real discussion at one point.
Yeah.
You know, but post-COVID, say it again?
We did an interesting study a couple of years ago about, you know, people, you know, how much people actually spend on Pesach, right? Shopping and spending. It's not too far apart,
right?
I should say.
Well, it depends on the situation, but it used to be that if you were convinced you were spending $5,000 on Pesach at home, which is not a stretch, and you had a choice of taking, you know, your family with you somewhere and, you know, getting into the $10,000 range, that was a real conversation. That was like, wow, it's worth it to upgrade, you know, budget wise to get this done and let everybody have a good time and nobody has to prepare anything, etc. But I think those conversations are basically, you know, in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, and I'm seriously not getting into any of this in terms of what happened last Pesach. There's been plenty of publicity about, you know, programs that closed and people who are really upset, and I get it, and I'm sure you agree with me that it's, you know, a pretty horrible thing when people advertise something and they do close. Do you have any idea how many people advertise programs at this time of year and what percentage of them actually don't open when it comes to Erev Pesach? Do you have any clue what that number is it much, much less than I think? And the reality is that because situations like that get so much publicity that it really, you know, seems to be commonplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very, very small percentage. Look, no program that comes out with marketing and advertising wants to close. They don't want to close. And most of the time they have to close. There's an issue with the hotel. You know, we saw that last year with the program. There's an issue with their contract in some nature.
I'm not even getting into last year's thing because I have no idea what the real story is there. I'm just saying in general, you know. And by the way, you're in a position now where you're advising people, right? PassoverListings.com in a way is an advisor, but I'm sure if people call you and your staff directly, you get into the situation where you're, you know, trying to guide people a certain way. Are you wary of certain new programs? Like when people say, okay, we're opening in 2024, brand new, and you know you're going to have X, Y, and Z. Do you give a special caveat to people saying, just understand this program has never existed before?
Absolutely. I mean, our whole motive and goal here is to state the facts. Look, we've been going away on Pesach programs for years. The reason why we created this is because we want to make sure people know the truth and the reliability of these programs out there. I mean, if you're spending $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 out there, you should really know how the food is.
How many different programs have you been in in your life? Do you know? Like how many different places you've been to?
Probably more than I can count.
More than 10?
Yeah, over 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
my partner's been over 30.
And would you say that generally speaking, they've all been reliable and enjoyable as you look back?
Yeah, 99% of the programs out there are reliable and enjoyable, and they make it, you know, at the end of the day, you have to know what you're getting yourself into, right? You know, programs out there, sometimes they market, you know, high end, sometimes they market, you know, look, you're going to get what you pay for at the end of the day.
No, I hear that.
You have to know the programming is, you have to know that the entertainment is, you have to know how the shiurim and the who's coming to speak, right? You know, what is the hotel a 3-star or 4-star?
Yeah, I get that. Believe me, I get that. Donnie Schwartz is with us, PassoverListings.com. Now, you have a new category, and I have to assume it's new. You could tell me if I'm wrong. In addition to your Passover programs category, on the home page of the website, you have Passover rentals. What can you tell me about this relatively new phenomenon of people creating their own Pesach programs in what essentially are, I guess, Airbnbs? It may not be officially through Airbnb, but you get my point, where they're renting places and really, in some cases, dominating certain communities around this country and creating their own Pesach program.
You know, every year, I mean, it's unbelievable how many new programs pop up, you know, that want to do a Pesach program.
Right.
You know, doing a Pesach program for the first year is not an easy task. Very, very difficult. You know, we see last year a bunch of programs that were successful, some programs that were not, you know, that fell short a bit. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of the times, and this is the feedback we've been hearing from people, you know, this is one of the big things about our platform, is that we get the feedback from people who want to go away. Sometimes they just want to go to a house. You know, they want to go to a rental vacation home, right, in Florida.
Yeah, but that's a new phenomenon.
It's been around for a few years. It is new-ish, but it's been around for a handful of years where people just want to do their own thing and get their own food and, you know, not partake in the overly lavish experience or overly, you know, entertaining experience of everything going on in a program. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in a program, which is amazing. But sometimes people just want to do their own thing. Right. And there are houses out there that people want to rent in Florida or in Vermont or in California or overseas, in fact, and just kind of get their house rented for Pesach, kosher for Pesach. And families can do whatever they want with it. You know, and they have a nice private, it's a very, very different experience.
Well, that's an understatement. Yeah, it's a different experience. All right. And you're frankly responsible, essentially. I mean, I know you're ordering food from different places, but you're essentially responsible for, you know, your family's schedule and your family's amenities and necessities for the entire holiday of Pesach. If that didn't exist, there'd be a lot more Pesach programs, right? I mean, I'm assuming one of the reasons there's so many fewer Pesach programs is because hundreds of thousands of people are now doing what you just described, right?
Yes, there are. And there's a lot of, you know, vacation home rental programs out there,
right,
that do something like this, where people just kind of go out and do their own thing. And it's a lot more work, but at the end of the day, you're going to save a little bit on costs, and you also get to tailor your own experience and customize your own experience. So really, you know, there's always something for everyone out there. You know, even from a budget perspective to if you want more of an adventure type program versus a lay on the beach type program, there's something for everyone out there.
PassoverListings.com. They have the Pesach programs with a whole bunch of them, by the way. It's pretty impressive, the list you put together, and the Pesach rentals as well. For different places that they are offering the customers, the consumers. Check out the site, and who knows, with their search engine and with their information, you might find the perfect Pesach program for your family. Donnie Schwartz, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Yeah, I think the one thing you touched upon, which is amazing, you know, it took 2 years, you know, this is one of the things that people really like to see, is this pricing tool, right?
Yep.
Every year people want to know, what is the price? Tell me the price. You know, there's always forums out there. There's always WhatsApp groups floating around with prices and invoices and quotes. We, after 2 years, have built the first ever Pesach program pricing tool where you can literally type in your information of your people in your family, your age ranges of your kids and your teenagers and your family. And with a click of a button, you finally have pricing across almost every single Pesach program around the world.
Yeah.
And it's a nice starting point for people who are just trying to find out, how much do these cost?
It's a tremendous advantage that you're providing that, frankly. Go to PassoverListings.com, everybody. It's not yet Hanukkah, but who knows? Maybe you'll be treated to a Hanukkah gift. Someone will discover a Pesach program at PassoverListings.com and surprise the family on Shabbos Hanukkah. Who knows? You never know. Donnie Schwartz, good luck with the site, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Nathan. Appreciate it.
PassoverListings.com. More coming up. It's Wednesday. It's JM in the AM.